From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday the 18th of May. All right, we'll start with some huge news from the AFL, and Alistair Clarkson has stepped down as coach of North Melbourne, effective immediately. He's taking some time away from the club to focus on his physical and emotional well-being. Clarkson is currently at the centre of an investigation into claims of racism when he was the coach of Hawthorn, claims that he has denied. Assistant coach Brett Ratten will fill in for the Roos until Clarkson is ready to return. Moving on, we're learning more about this alleged car chase that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had in New York. So after leaving an event, the pair were followed by paparazzi. They couldn't shake the paps, so they went to a police station. They then jumped in a cab and were followed once again. Earlier today, the cabbie called into Piers Morgan's Uncensored show.
In your experience, was the paparazzi attention any more or less than it would be for other major celebrities?
No, for them it was more. It was a lot more because I had other celebrities in my cab as well. But this one, they were because they surrounded the car and just went crazy with the camera.
How would you describe how Harry and Meghan were about this?
They were nervous. They were nervous. You could see the look on their face.
Still overseas, and Montana has become the first state in the US to ban TikTok, with the new laws set to come into effect next year. App stores will be fined $10,000 a day if they offer residents the ability to access the social media platform or download the app. It's expected that TikTok will challenge the legislation in court. And if you hate sitting next to people on planes, well, you're going to love this new offer from Qantas called Neighbour Free. On certain domestic flights, you'll be able to reserve the seat next to you so that you've got more space in economy. It'll cost you between $30 to $65, depending on the route. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley, and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers, and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body, and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz news, well, Tom Cruise is coming to Australia. He's going to visit Sydney in July for the red carpet premiere of the new Mission Impossible movie. A few of his co-stars are also set to join him. And finally, how would you like to win a trip for two to New York valued at $10,000? It's up for grabs thanks to the new movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. For your chance to win, head to news.com.au/win. And of course, T's and C's apply. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.